Many years ago, I was invited to a conference. It was Friday and Saturday, and my session was scheduled on Saturday morning. It was one of my first times ever participating as something that large and serious. So I attended Friday night to see how is the atmosphere and the other people speaking. Though it was a long time ago, but I still remember till this day how amazing was Friday night's lecture by one of these speakers. I know his name and remember the topic. I was so happy for him. And I was so happy for all those who attended. And I was so worried about myself. I was so worried about tomorrow morning. How can I match that energy? How can I match that impact? I already prepared the talk. Tomorrow morning is my time. But I knew the only way I can do better, not him, better than what I prepared, is a miracle. أحتاج إلى كرامة, معجزة, I need a miracle. And indeed, Allah gave us miracles for you and I. And I said the only way to refine, edit, adjust the topic at a short time to make it so impactful, inshallah, accepted, Ya Rab, is to not sleep after Fajr. Stay after Fajr and work on that project. Stay after Fajr, work on that lecture. No. Do not stay up late Friday night, pull an all-nighter, drink Red Bull, and then you're like, you know, I gotta fix it. No. Go sleep now. Whatever you will do at night, that hour, no, replace it with the morning. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. He made dua. He says, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, bless my ummah during the early hours of the day. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, maybe the hour after Fajr may be more impactful than a 4 or 5 night hour of studying at night. But you have to be very intelligent and know more about the Islam. May Allah increase us, all of us, in a beneficial knowledge. عِلْمًا نَافِعًا يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ Alhamdulillah, edited and so on, delivered the talk, and it was pleasing by alhamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is due to Allah. Newton's third law of motion. Excuse me? You're going to talk about Newton in the khutbah? During winter break? Yes. Newton's third law of motion says, for every action, there is an equal reaction. لكل فعل في ردة فعل. But مسكين Newton does not know there's something called barakah. Barakah, blessing. So 100 Newton force may necessarily not give you back 100. But Allah may make the 100 1,000. You put in the same punch as someone else, but the impact that you did is a lot stronger than his. Barakah. And the greatest example of all barakah is Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih al-Bukhari, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, we traveled one time and it was Asr time. So we barely had any water. So he said, we collected all the water. You have water, Atini. You have a little bit, give me. You know they collected water, how much was it? The collection was a small bucket. Fadla, like a little bit. So then the one who's hearing the story from Jabir, kam kuntum yawma idhin? How many of you were you at that time? Kunna 1,400. We were 1,400. 1,400, maybe triple this audience. May Allah bless you all. 1,400. And all the water they have is one small bucket. He says, فَوَضَعَ النَّبِي يَدَهُ. So the Prophet ﷺ placed his hand in the water. Then he says, حَيَّ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْوُضُوءِ الْبَرَكَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Come, O you people who make wudu, come, blessings are from Allah. He put his hand in the bucket. Someone comes, Bismillah, 3 times. Knows the water is not decreasing. Okay, Father. Doing his hair, water is not decreasing. Ears, legs, next, بعده. Sahabi, 2, 3. Sahaba said, فَتَوَضَّأْنَا جَمِيعًا 1,400 min wudu from a bucket. The Sahabi says, washaribu. After they did wudu, there's some drink, some water now. Allahu Akbar. So wudu and drinking. He says, فَرَأَيْتُ I saw with my own eyes. When he put his hand, he opened his palm like this, and water was gushing from between the fingers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baraka. Then he says, al-barakatu min Allah. So what is baraka? Baraka, there's two meanings to it. Number one, to keep and remain. Al-luzum wa thabat. Al-thubut. Al-baraka, to remain. So when I say, may Allah bless your wealth, and may Allah keep you comfortable, May Allah keep your wealth. May Allah not make you be desperate during a recession period. May Allah bless all of us, Ya Rab. Keep and bless. The other meaning is to grow and increase. Az-ziyada wa nama. So we say, may Allah bless your wealth and may Allah keep it and continue to grow it. Allahu Akbar. Look how beautiful it is. We say, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. What does it mean? Keep his positive mentioning, Ya Allah. Keep us saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of yawm al-qiyamah. Keep his beautiful legacy alive as we practice his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama barakta, just like how you did with who? With Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim till this day, we learn from him. We speak about him in Hajj. We speak about his wife Hajar and Safa and Marwa. Baraka. How can someone's story live that long? It's from Allah. Al-barakatu min Allah. You may say, brother, bismillah, let's get right to the topic. Tell us, how can I have barakah in my wealth? How can I have barakah in my health? How can I have barakah in the food that I eat? I eat too much, I never feel happy and content. Tell me. Before I give you these keys, there's a main key. Yani this musalla has doors and it has a key to enter. Then there is across from the other side, there's a banquet hall, it has its key. So musalla, banquet hall. If you go to the right, there's a kitchen, has a door and a lock, there's also a key. If I give you all these keys, you will not benefit until I give you the key to the main building. If I give you the key to the main building, then you can be able to use all these keys. So let me tell you the key to the main building. Once you get that, barakah will come from ways you've never imagined. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, if the people of the village had iman and taqwa, these two, بس, هذول كي. Iman and taqwa, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا. I would open, I would pour blessings from the sama, and I will open earth, top and bottom blessings. May Allah grant it to all of you, Ya Rab. بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Iman and taqwa. Iman, believe in Allah and do good deeds. Iman, believe in Allah and do good deeds. How are you doing with that? The more barakah. The more the door opens. Right? How much barakah you want? I want this much. I want more. Yalla, more iman. More amal salih. It opens. And the other component is taqwa. Fear Allah's punishment. The more you have of these two, the more the door opens. May Allah open it to all of us. Iman and taqwa. You may say, brother, I'll be honest with you, and I respect what you're saying and everything, but like Allah will give us a barakat in the sama and things like that, but well, I know people that have no iman and no taqwa, and they even hate Allah, and they even make fun of religion, and apparently, barakat, they're rich, they're healthy, they're respected, all the good things. Like, I'm not being disrespectful, brother. I'm just asking a question. Very good question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very, very similar wording. Listen to what he says. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Pay attention to the wording. When they ignored Allah, when Islam meant nothing to them, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. What? Allah says, I opened the doors. Doors, both open. But this ayah, ما في barakat. Did you see the difference? First one, barakat. Doors of barakah. Here, doors open. بس ما في barakah. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open up everything for them. Wealth, fame, status, health, recognition, everything you can think of. Open. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. And when they got full of themselves, thinking they're unstoppable, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَهُ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبِلِسُونَ. We caught them by shock, and they became in despair. Excuse me for this example, but just to draw the meaning closer to you. If you have a mouse in your house, you usually would do everything possible to have the mouse leave the house. You open the door, make some noises, just get out. And that you're losing the electricity bill, heat, just leave, and the mouse is not leaving. Arrogant. SubhanAllah. I'm staying. So what would you do? Okay. And now, you go buy peanut butter and cheese. But the mouse may think, well, if there's a landlord to this building, they would have never fed me. If he was man enough, he would have never done that. Where is he at? Where's that landlord? I'm going to give you cheese or peanut butter. I'm going to give you more than the other respectful mice that left the house. So then those who left, the mice that left, like, oh, we should have stayed behind. Look at them. Cheese or peanut butter served by the landlord himself. We should have never left. We should have never listened. So then this mouse that is in the house continues to eat the cheese and lick the peanut butter. But where is that cheese and the peanut butter? It's on a mouse trap. It's on a mouse trap. And as that mouse starts to lick and lick, all of a sudden, there's no introduction, smashed and smacked. Baghta. Wahum mublisun. Despair. We cannot go anywhere now. So don't be fooled by that. Because Allah can give dunya, as the Prophet says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْتِ الدُّنْيَا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ وَلِمَنْ لَا يُحِبْ. Allah gives dunya to whom He loves and to whom He doesn't love. Do not think that Allah made you rich that He loves you. And do not think that Allah made you rich that He hates you. Do not think that you're poor that Allah loves you. Do not think that you're poor, Allah hates you. Do not think you're strong, Allah loves you or hates you. Do not think if you're weak and sick in the hospital, Allah loves you or hates you. These are dunya measures, has nothing to do with love or hate. The only measure to know that Allah loves you, وَلَا يُعْطِ الدِّينَ وَفِي رِوَايَةَ الْإِيمَانَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ. Allah gives deen, faith, understanding of the religion to those whom He loves. فَهَذِي بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. This is good news for all of us, that Allah loves us, inshaAllah. هذا هو معيار حب الله لك لا في مالك ولا في صحتك ولا في شكلك ولا في أسرتك ولا في زوجتك ولا في أولادك في دينك وبس. Your iman is what determines if Allah loves you or not. Everything else are signs, good, bad, and so on. So may Allah increase our faith, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We got that key. Open up the doors. InshaAllah, there's a lot of doors. But the khutbah says here, dear respected Imam, speech and prayer time is 30 minutes or less. Jazakallah khair. So since it's 30 minutes, we'll just mention a few steps, inshallah, in the second khutbah. May Allah put barakah in our time, and in our salah, and in our dua, and in all of you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. But just to give you a glimpse of some of the barakat, just three, inshallah, then we conclude. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a group of sahaba went to him and they complained, Ya Rasulullah, na'kul wa la nashba'. Ya Rasulullah, we keep eating and we're still hungry. I eat more, I'm still hungry. I just washed my hands, example. Washed my hands, I saw his food, a few more bites. Wa la nashba'. It's an issue. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks them a question and a statement. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَرَّقُونَ. Are you guys eating separately? The Sahaba said, نعم. One guy in the basement, the other second floor, one in the office. Not saying it's haram. But this is perhaps why there's no barakah. It's just neutral. You want barakah? Eat together. So the Prophet says two things. He says, كُلُوا مُجْتَمِعِينَ. Eat together as a family, as a group of friends. And number two, وَسَمُّوا say bismillah, يُبَارَكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. Allah will put barakah in that food. Say Allah, bismillah, from now on, inshaAllah, do your best. As much as you possibly can, eat as a family. And usually, if you have little children, they determine the mealtime. Okay, don't wait for you to be very hungry for you to eat. Nah, eat if you're not even as hungry. Just a little bit, a bite or two or three. To get that barakah. And wallahi, may this be suffice and healthy, the right diet. May Allah bless us all. Ya Rabbi al-Ain. Barakah. Barakah. Number two out of three. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about you looking pleasant in the eyes of the people, you being pleasant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People do many things. Invisalign, nothing against it, I do it, right? People go to Turkey, fix themselves up, may Allah grant you Jannah, right? Righteous family, righteous spouse, righteous children, nothing wrong. But you really want proper, permanent beauty that is everlasting, inshallah, that will take you to Akhirah as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ مْرَأً. Allah, the Prophet made dua, oh Allah, make him pleasant, make her pleasant, make them beautiful. Who? مَنْ سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَبَلَّغَهَا. The one who calls people to Allah. The one who hears a hadith, one, or an ayah with understanding and shares it to others. You listen to this khutbah, you go out, you call your family, your friend, you put on social media, a sentence, a hadith, a line. You may not be able to speak or write, you support it financially. I can't do it. You do it. Bismillah, here you go. Pamphlet, you print something. Maybe your experienced advice. After this khutbah, you come to the side. Brother Majid, good khutbah, but you know what? When you said this, this was the better word for that line. You helped me in the da'wah. May Allah beautify you inside and out. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. This is the real jamal, the real beauty that Allah will grant it to all of us. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Awala nuzakki ala Allahi ahad. We don't praise on Allah's behalf, but you see our mashayikh and the scholars, Allahumma barik, you see them, wallahi, the older they get, the more pleasant they become sometimes. Wallahi, the more white hair they have, the more beautiful they come. How? Mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't praise on Allah's behalf, Allah knows our hearts. Number three and last. You're like, Jazakallah khair for the ta'am, for the food, Jazakallah khair for the looks and whatever. I want money, cash. I'll give you cash. I know. That's why I left it to the end. I left it to the end. You want Allah to bless your wealth? You want Allah to allow you to have a legacy on this dunya? You want Allah to have a memory of you that when people hear your name, you say, Rahimahullah, Allah yarhamu. Not Allah, do otherwise. You want to have that impact? I said the hadith, which I will share with you, to someone, and they were so confused. So confused. A guy came to me, older brother. He said, Akhi Majid, I applied for so many jobs. Yameen, Shmal, I did everywhere, applied everywhere, and I'm not getting a job. I'm struggling. I used to be very financially comfortable, and now I'm struggling. It's insane. So I said, there's certain things, let's, you know, check the boxes. Did you do a resume? Tamam. Customize. You spoke to people? Fantastic. Check, 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 check. Type. I said, I'm going to share with you, so I'll ask you a question. How are you with your family? He's like, yeah, Habibi, I'm talking about jobs, jobs. I'm married, kids, khalas. I have my mom, I'm looking for a job. I said, I know. I'm asking, how are you with your family? He said, what is dakhal hadha bihada? What does this have to do with this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqih. Whoever want Allah to bless their rizq provision, whether their akhlaq, mainly financial, wealth. You want Allah to bless your well-being? You want that? Not just that. وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ. And you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ. And you want Allah to maintain your beautiful impact and legacy. You want a good mentioning for the sake of Allah? What do I do? فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهِ. Keep good relationship with your blood relatives. How is your mom doing? She passed away. How is she doing? How are you with her? What's your dua? رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. When waldak fi hayatak? Where's your father? Maybe that's what's missing. You tried everything. You took classes, courses. You graduated from the top university. You applied. You networked. You know doctors. You know people. You know engineers. Mafi. Maybe. I'm not accusing you or accusing myself or accusing the brother who asked me. But maybe. Check that box. How are you with your sister? When was the last time you called? Your brother, akhuk, when? Your son, daughter, niece, nephew. Zah, they left the country. They went somewhere. They went to work in the state or that. How are you with them? Where's Eid Mubarak? Where's Ramadan Mubarak? Think of family. This is the barakah. This is the barakah. What do we say sometimes? Let me work more. So, let me work more because I'm concerned if I call my mom, it might go for 15 minutes and this may affect my job. What if I tell you? 15 minutes, inshallah, will get you a raise. See the difference? The barakah. Call, wallahi, you will see it. And those who do it, they know exactly what's going on. May Allah put barakah in your lives. Ya Rabbil Alameen. In conclusion, I promise three, this is three. Conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that you want the ultimate barakah. Ultimate is hold tight to la ilaha illallah. Hold tight to la ilaha illallah till the day you meet Allah, the barakah is in it from beginning to end. And the pillar of that is salah. Imsik fi salah. That's the conclusion. Imsik fi salah. You hold tight to salah, wallah al-barakah, sabban alika, sabban sabban, inshallah, showered upon you. Don't let anything in the world, nothing, distract you from your salah, not even your parents. You see the prioritization? Do you see that? Allah says in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, command your family, wake them up for Fajr, yalla, get up, I don't want to, get up, Allah barik, get up, 2 rak'at, you go back to sleep, get up, yalla, get up, I have a project, ya akhi, there's a bigger project, more important, that will help you in your project. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Then Allah says, وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Hold tight. Be steadfast. لا نسألك رزقا. Allah says, I'm not asking you for money. I don't want you to be the guy that puts an alarm at 8:30 in the morning because you have an exam and you missed at 6 a.m. because I got an exam tomorrow. I don't want to wake up at 6 because I'm going to be, you know, not focused. لا والله. Inaccurate. You'll be focused if you wake up at 6, inshallah. your grade, your 3.2 GPA, may take you further than the 4.0 who missed salah. We have to understand barakah. This is the barakah that the little bucket, made 1,400 people drink water. This is how we understand our deen. This is how we understand our faith. Hold tight to the salah. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless your families. May Allah bless your children. May Allah bless your wealth. May Allah bless your health. May Allah bless this ummah. May Allah allow us to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most blessed.